I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me Crunking or give me death!
And so the battle was on. Sully gathered his forces and started an anti-Clunking crusade.
Down with Clunking! Down with Clunking!
While Millard gathered his forces into a Clunker's Rights Brigade.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, anti-Clunking's got to go!
Both sides stamped for their causes. The anti-clunkers used advertising.
When someone wants you to clunk, the cool thing to do is just say no.
While the clunkers' rights folks lobbied the government.
Mr. Speaker, I represent a group of coconut growers whose very livelihood depends on clunking. Shall we just cast them away?
Clunking and non-clunking sections were set up in public places. Coconuts were no longer sold to underaged animals. The anti-clunking forces got a big boost when the Sturgeon General swam up and issued a follow-up report warning of the effects of second-hand clunking.
Second-hand clunking, that is when the coconut bounces off the head of the clunker and lands on the head of a bystander, may actually have the same effect on that bystander as if he were clunking himself.